Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Aleph, as we continue here in Perek Makom Shenohagu, and we are discussing the Iser, or the Minhag Durabanan, to sell certain types of animals to the idolaters. So the Mishnah said that there is different types of minhagim relating to behemah daka. Some makom shenagu, we said back on yesterday's daf, makom shenagu to sell behemah daka, one is allowed, makom shenagu shelo limkar, ein mochrin. So there's different minhagim about behemah daka, but for sure not behemah gasa. Behemah daka, the issue was the chashash of the revi'a, whether there were choshe that they would be doing inappropriate and forbidden actions with the animal, but behemah gasa, we said for sure ein mochrin because b'chol makom ein mochrin behemah gasa, because that was in terms of the shvisas behemto, because they would be doing malacha. And then we said what do you mean she's behemto, but that there wouldn't be ours. It wouldn't be ours anyway, so what would be the problem of Shisa's Behemto? No, the problem is they might take it for Nisayon, they might take it for a test for a few days, and then it might end up being ours in those cases. So the Gemara said right at the end of the daf, so why don't you say it's also to sell it for Nisayon? But permanently it would be okay. So we said, no, Zeh Mipnei Zeh. You can't have such a Gzera with different types of allowances. This is more of a low plug and a general acceptance of the Isser. So now we're up to a couple lines up from the bottom. Olam and Abbeis. What happens if you did it? Do we find the person? Avar Umachar. In a makom, let's say in a makom that Chinagu, not to sell Behemadaka, do we say that Avar Umachar consorta? Do we find somebody for violating the custom? So the Gemara answers, yeah. Kishem Shekotzen Lahalacha, Kachotzen Laminog. Just like we would find somebody for violating the halacha, for violating the behema gasa line, where it's the halacha, and it's the din, and everybody holds. So too, we'd find somebody for violating the minhag of selling behema daka in the places where it is minhag not to sell it. Right? That's the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, "Im avar umachar behema gasa lagoy kotsin oso liftosa himenu." And we say just like behema gasa, so too the behema daka b'makom shenagu shalolim kar v'yavam ishein yisrael mishum minhag. Even though it's only Mishum Minag. Says the Gemara, Minayin Shekonsin Bo. We'll switch this word. Le Halacha. How do you know that you find for even the Behema Gasa? It's only an Issur Rabbanan. So how do you know that you find for that? And then once you say that, then you would say you find for the Issur, the Minhag. So the Gemara says, Chad Barnaj Zavin Gamal Chad Armoi. There was, person who sold a camel to a certain Arimian, which is obviously Behema Gasa, also Uvde Kume Rebbe Shimon Ben Lakish, Vakansi Vakifle. Rebbe Shlakish had the psak, the question came in front of Rebbe Shlakish. Rebbe Shlakish said, you have to buy it back, even double the price. Begin to Yachzer Le Gamla. You want to get the camel back. So you see, you find him. Amreb Yosa Barbun, Lasar Sirkanath. Not only that, but even if the Jew was only a middleman, and the animal went from goy to goy, and the Jew was a middleman, that also is, we find the person. I find the person in that case. They would call him, even the person who was the middle person, right? He's an extension of such a gzera. Gamal, has an interesting, gamalim are not usually the animals that are usually used for work, but gamalim are valuable. Gamalim are mentioned all over the Torah. It's an interesting diuk. The Meshech Chachma points out in the beginning of Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu, as we know, had gemalim, right? He had a tzon of akar, he had many gemalim on his way to Esav, right? The psukim describe at the beginning of Vayishlach everything he had. Let me just find the psukim. So the psukim describe, Ka'amar Avich Yaakov v'malav agarti v'ayili sharva chamor tzon ve'eved v'shivcha. But when he says what he has, he does not mention. He says, Shor v'chamar, tzon. He mentioned those three, oxen, donkeys, and sheep. He does not mention that he has gemalim. Even though he had gemalim, look through psukim later. V'yachat ez ama sherito, v'esatzon v'esabakar, v'hagemalim, l'shtei machanos. So he had gemalim, but he just doesn't mention them when he says to Esav that, what he has. So the Meshech Chachma, the first piece in Vayishlach, lo amar gamal k'dil kaman v'hagemalim. Deha inyan. Ki ha'alokim asa es ha'adam yashar. Ready, go to the pasuk in Koheles. Ve'ema bikshu cheshbonos rabim. Man was created straight, right? This is pre-chet. Man was created naturally, naturally to do the right thing, so to speak. Right, we would always naturally to do the tov, right? Like the Ramban says. The Ramban says, "Ki adam ayose betivo masharoi lasos." It was natural. Rak hayetzahara hu hamesis bifnei atzmo. The yetzahara, those forces were external from who Adam was. Right, it wasn't a part of him. Amnam kasheba anachash al chava vehitol bazoama. But like the Gemara says in and the Masechah Shabbos and the Bavli, that there's some type of spiritual impurity that came inside Adam and Isha after they ate from the Eitz Hadas. That inside now it was mixed in, it becomes an integral part of him, the Ra. Uke Moshe Tergem Unkelis, like he quotes, Unkelis says, Mine Lameda Tabubish, Mine, from him, Lameda Tabubish, it's all from within, until Achagimel Avos Biru Vizikol, until the Avos were mizakek and purified and tried to get it back to what it was. Right? Try to get it back what it was. Again, a lot of Mefarshim say this, that it was, whether he was within and the Yetzer Hara was part of him, or not, but the Meshech Chachma says that the Avos returned to the previous state. Yaakov had already purified it. Kedamar Chazal, like the Gemara said, Masechah Shabbos. The Etzem Nefesh Yisraeli Notel Latov. So that's why Yaakov got it back to the natural tendency of the Jew is Latov. And the Ra is external, from outside. Rak Saor She Be'isa V'Shiv and Malchi is Ma'akev. Like the Gemara said in Masechah Brachas. It's external influences that affect us, right? That's Rabbi Alexandri in Brachas, Daf Yud Zayin. Ribono Ha'olam, Im Galav Yidu Alafanecha, Asher Ritzonin, Alasas Ritzoncha, Umi Ma'akev, Sa'or Shebe'isa V'shibin Malchias. It's external effects, Yihi Ritzon Milfanecha, Shetatzilenu Miyadam, V'nashuv, Lasos Chukei Ritzoncha, B'levav Shalem. V'lachein, and that's why the Meshech Chachma says, Mahani Kfiyah B'mitzvahs, that's why the Rambam, the end of the second parak of Hilchas Gerishin, because the natural state of a Jew is to want to do the right thing. Vahara hu inyan bifnei atzmo. And the ra for a Jew is something external. Lo ke'esa v'chaveirav umos ha'olam. Not like the other nations where the zuama is part of who they are. Shenafsham ibsara. Lachain, we just said in our Gemara, chashu de mahala revi'a, kedamar breish ein ma'amidim. Like we talked about that, the Gemara, the Mishnah, on daf chav beis in the Bavli and Avodah Zarah, in the Gemara here. Vizeo shashalachlo. So what does it have to do with us? The following. Im Lavan garti, I've been with Lavan, and tayang mitzvah shamarti, says the Yaakov Avinu, by Hili Shorva Chamar had Shor and Chamar. Shor and Chamar are pure tov. They don't have any simane. They don't have any mix. Shar has a simin as is kosher, has two simanim tovim, and the chamar has none. So the ra and the tov are separate. A shar is a tohar and a chamar is ra. V'lo kegamal asher darshu chazal b'medrash al rivka v'tirgav al gamalim magamol yesh lo simin tumo shiyasav and esav v'chein esav hu chazir mayar. A gamal and a chazir has one and one, and therefore that's Yaakov didn't say that. He was telling Esav that, you know, I've been mevarer, and therefore there is no, you should know what I'm like and what I've been throughout the love and experience. Okay, we continue. Madar Reish Shlomim Lakish Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Lakish, who says, now on the top of Laman Aleph, but that which Reish Lakish says, that we fine somebody who violated the minog, is like, and even further than, we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda. Detani, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, halokech behema, im, we switch to Gersa, im guy, if somebody buys an animal with a non-Jew, v'yalda bechar, they own it in partnership and it had a firstborn, so that animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, has partial kedushas bechar. Mali imo b'shavas, you see how much it's worth, and you see how much, you give half of the value to the kohen. Nasalo b'kabbalah, if a guy accepts to watch the animal, the mother animal that's about to have a bechar, to guard and to watch it and take care of it and take a percentage of the offspring. Mali imo, afilu eser damim b'shava, we make the Jew buy it back even 10 times the amount. Why? Because he is preventing the folk nusha b'chora. V'nosek ha'adam l'kohen. And midrabanan will find him to give the whole value, all of that money to the kohen. Not just how much the b'chor is worth if you get the b'chor back, but all the value. V'chacham omrim, and that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if a guy has partial ownership, that does not mafkia the kedusha. But there is still kedusha, and the Jew has to give the percentage to the kohen, and maybe even more. That's the fine, and that's what Reish Lakish is based on. So Yehuda is fine by preventing the kedusha bechor, and Reish Lakish extended that to the cases of the selling the animal to the guy. The chachamim amrim, but the Brisa said the chachamim say, and we pass like the chachamim. Hol the etzma goy beemsa nifter amena bechor. If there's any type of non-Jewish ownership of this animal, so then there is no kedusha. So says the Gemara. We'll get back to that, and we'll see that inside. But the Gemara says Rishon Melakish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba Mid Rabbi Yehuda. Rish Lakish is like Rabbi Yehuda, but even further than Rabbi Yehuda. Madam Rabbi Yehuda Misham Hilchas Bechora. Rabbi Yehuda says that regarding Halacha Hilchas Bechora, the fact that he was Mafkia, so to speak, and not Mafkia fully, but because he can't give the animal to the Kohen. So we find him to get it back and to give that to the Kohen. So Mada Amar, Rishon Ben Lakish, Bishom Hilchas Bein Magasa. Rish Lakish extended that to even to Bein Magasa, which is a Durabanan. Right? The Bechor is a Daraisa context, and Rish Lakish is a Durabanan, and then we extend it from that, from the Din Durabanan to the Minog Durabanan. To the Minog Durabanan. Period. We paskin like the Chachamim in Yaredeya in Simon Shinchaf. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shinchaf, that's the Simon, but who's Chayiv in Bechor Behema Tahora. And shutfiz goy, kohanim leviim chayavim bebechar beim tahora. Even if a kohen or a levi, they don't have the mitzvah of pidyon haben, but they have the mitzvah of bechar beim tahora. V'yafrishenu akohen v'yakvenu latzmo. So it's a karbon, but they have to be mafresh it. Beim shutfin chayavim bebechara. Shutfiz ha'oved kochavim sif gimel. If there is a shutfiz with a goy poter, shutfiz ha'kam poter shim haya oved kochavim shutaf bepara o beubar. If the goy owns either some of the mother or some of the fetus, afilu hayalo echad me'elef. Even if he only has 1,000%, 1% So if a Jew accepts from a guy to take care of the animal, vahavlados beinam, they'll split the vlados. Oh, avi gachavim shekibul yisrael kazer elip termi bechora sherepeta rechem bevinei Yisrael achi yakol mi Yisrael. If there's any type of non-Jewish ownership, so then it is pater, and that's why skip a couple of sifim sifav bizmanazeh. He quotes this from Tosfos beginning of bechoros bizmanazeh mitzvah l'shatefim avi gachavim kodem shiatzal avir olam bizmanazeh. We don't want karbanos walking around, it could just lead to problems. So that's why it is a mitzvah to get a shutfis with a guy. Kodem shi'ez lever olam, kedei lepacho mea bechora. Af al pisha mafkia kedushaso, even though you're mafkia the kedusha of the bechor, hachi adot fe, it's better this way, kedei shalo yavu lidei michshol, lehanos bimeno begizu avoda. So you don't come to get benefit regarding gizan avoda. V'im yakne lo'ovi kochavim chelek ba'ubar, and if you try to be makne, a portion of the ubar, to the guy before the ubar is born, ein akin yachal levishu davish lo bala olam lachen yikne lo chelak ba'aim. That's what we do. We give a portion, or makne a little portion of the mother, o yakne lo ha'aim or the whole aim de lahaknos lo chelak beubar v'chulu. And how do you do the kinyan? But that's what we do. So even Rabbi Yehuda was very upset about it, but that's what we do for Lanazet based on Tosfos mitzvah to prevent the kedusha from happening. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Mati Bishvura, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda said that if the animal has a broken leg, there's no problem with selling even the behema gasa, because he's not going to do work. What with Hoshash, he's going to do work, and then he's sayon. But if it's a broken leg, there's no problem. The Gemara says, Lom Rabbi Yehuda, El Bishvura, Sheni Cholas Rapos. Rabbi Yehuda said this by a broken leg that will not be healed. If it's going to be healed, then in a month from now, you get run into the same problem. So the guy you assume is going to shecht it right away, so there's no issue. Even if it has a broken leg, maybe they will bring, this animal will bring males to this animal, and they'll save it for breeding. So who says that the guy's gonna shecht it right away? Maybe they'll save it for breeding. Okay, we're not talking about females. The only ones that are mutter are males. Males that have broken legs. So the Gemara says, they'll bring females. So the Chumash keeps saying back, no matter what it is, maybe it won't be shechted right away. And the guy will keep it for breeding. Rav Avon, and Rabbi Yehuda obviously doesn't feel that is a chash, or he's not worried about that. Rabbi Avon, Mishem Rabbanon, did Taman, Zoso Meres. The Gemara says, Rabbi Avon says, from the sheet of the Rabbanon that say that you're not allowed to sell even a shvura. It must be that you're not allowed to sell an animal even just for breeding purposes. Even if it's not going to be worked, even for breeding purposes, right? Because maybe gzeira, you might be confused if people see that you sold behemagasas, then they'll sell behemagasas even not in this state, not a broken leg, not just for breeding, and then it could lead to the issues that we had of having the animal work and shvisas behemto. Period. Similarly, it's Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah there in Maseches Bechoros, halokeach ubar chamor min hanachri, shel nachri. If somebody buys the ubar of the chamor, right, of a nachri, so right, so this is moving from the bechor behema tahora to bechor behema temeya chamor. We know there are three mitzvahs that relate to firstborns: pidyon haben, which is lamaisa bizman hazeh, and bechor behema tahora, which is also lamaisa bizman hazeh, but we try to get out of it. It's a mitzvah to get out of it, as we just explained, and bechor of a chamor. So that there's no need to get out of it because that doesn't have kedusha. That's not a carbon. But it's just that it has to be switched with a seh, and the seh is given to the kohen. So if somebody buys, but there's still the same hafka of the guy, the percentage of the guy's ownership would also be mafkia. So alokeach ubar chamor mishal nachri v'hamocher lo, or if you sell him an ubar aval bishein or asher, even though you're not allowed. So you see from there, you're not allowed. So that's going to be the diuk that for breeding purposes is also aser. Hamishtatif lo, or if you have a shutvis v'makabal mimenu, or you accept to take care of it, and you'll take a percentage of the fetuses. I know, similar to Kabbalah, or the opposite. Pater from Bechora. All those cases are pater from Bechora. Rabbi Chagai, so you see from there, there's an Isser to sell for breeding purposes. Rabbi Chagai, boy, kum, Rabbi Yossi, les had to amr, shasa lahamsi lahen ubrin. Rabbi Chagai says, Rabbi Yossi, doesn't this Mishnah prove that you can't be mamsi, right? If you're Medai, you can't be mamsi ubrin, you can't, give it for feeding for breeding purposes. I'm like for Kalam, Rabbi Avon. Rabbi Avon already had that diuk. The Mar Rabbi Avon, B'shem Rabban and the Taman. So Samer, Sansi Lahamsi Lahanzera. He already had that diuk from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, the fact that they argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says you can be Matir the Shvura. The Rabbanan say don't allow that. So you see it from our Mishnah also. He made the diuk, so he had the same diuk from there, but Rabbi Avon made it from our Mishnah first. Next, Ben Betera Matir Besus. The next line of the Mishnah said that Ben Besera was not worried about horse. So you're allowed to sell the horse. Why? Explain the Karbana Eda on the Mishnah. Because horses aren't used for doing work, they're used for riding. They're used for riding, and riding is only an Isser Drabanan. Only an Isser Drabanan because Chai no se es atzma. If you put a load on a horse, on an animal, then that's an Isser Daraisa of Hotzah, of Shisa's Behemto. But if you ride the horse, so then Chai no se es atzma makes it from a Daraisa to a Drabanan. And therefore, that we don't, that's not, on our worry. So, Matar Besus, that's what the Karban Eda explained. Emel Achter Elo Rechiva, says the Gemara now, maybe there's another element of why he's Matar Besus. Lo Amar Ben Besir Elo Besus Zachar. Maybe he only meant by a male horse. Why? Shuhorig Ba'ala B'Milchama. Because, Besus Zachar is dangerous. We don't need any dangerous animals with us, so let's just get rid of it. So, Yehorig Ba'ala B'Milchama. And therefore, it's a good idea, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Hilkach adarabah yim kerenu lagoy. Umishin desirle le ben besera, desus sheinu miyucha le malacha ela le rechiva, eino asar ela atu behema. Hilkach dayo shenasar ben akeva. So maybe, the ben besera says, according to this version of the Gemara, maybe only as, matir's male horses. Yesh omrim, why does it cause danger in the malchama? Yesh omrim shuras achar nekeva. Some say, because it will be, pulled after the female horses and won't, you know, focus on the war. The Yeshomashu also a mashtin. Or even though other animals might be able to urinate while they walk, the horse has to stop. So if the horse has to stop and urinate, so then and be mashtin, so that puts the rider in danger. Manavim ibeneon hasaris. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? If you have a sterile horse, saris, mandamashu ratzachar in a keva, zeina ratzachar in a keva. According to the reason that it's going to be dangerous because it's going to run after the female, this one's not going to run after the female. So, nafkamina between the two reasons. Divrei, so that's the one version that when Ben Besera matirs the horse, only male horses. That's not the pashtus of our Mishnah, is all horses. You don't even need that reason. It's just the reason is of the Issa Drabana, and as we'll see. Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim though, who aser, they say you're not allowed to, sell a horse. Divrei Chachamim, Ravacha B'Shem Rebbe Tancho Bar Chia, L'Kashayaskin, the issue is when the animal gets old, when the horse gets old, you're going to use it for grinding purposes. Right? You're able to somehow set up the horse to be able to help you grind. So it's going to lead to an Issa Daraisa. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'Shem Rav Chuna, Ben Besera, Rabbi Nasan, Amr Dover Echad. Rav Yossi says, the name of Rav Chuna, the Ben Beseir and Rav Nasan really have the same root shita. Basically, if Chai Nosi it's Atzmo, right? We saw in our Mishnah, and also the following, it's only Hotzi Behema V'Chaya V'Ofos Bein Chayim Be'Mesim Chayev, and not only Chai Nosi it's Atzmo, but Chai Nosi it's Atzmo applying to animals. If somebody takes a Behema Chayev V'Ofos, alive or dead, Chayev. So Tanakhama says, even if they are alive, it's going to be Chayev. Rabbi Nasan Omer Mesim Chayev Chayin Pater. Rabbi Nasan Omer, if somebody carries a dead animal, then that's Chayev, because that's dead weight. There is no Chai Nosi Yetz Atzmo. But Chai in Pater, because Chai Nosi Yetz Atzmo. So just like Rabbi Nasan says it, by carrying an animal, Rabbi Ben Becerra holds it, has it by an animal carrying. By an animal carrying a person, right? So both of those have Chai Nosi Yetz Atzmo, and we put them together. So says the Gemara, Rabbanan came along and argued with Ben Becerra, Islahom Mishum Chiyav Chatas, Vina Misivin Lehachin. Right, the issue is, Rav Chaim Pidievsky explains, right, their issue, they argue on the Chai Nosi Yetz Atzmo. So therefore they're going to say it's an Issa Daraisa to have the animal carrying. So why do they have to come up? Why do the Rabban have to come up and say here that we just said, Lekisha Yazkin, the issue is, oh, when the horse gets older, it's going to be used to grinding, in the mill. Forget when older. Right now, if it's used for a chiva, that's a Daraisa. That's a daraisa. So why don't they just say that it's a daraisa right now if it's used for a chiva? So Islam, again, read it. Rabban and Islam mishum chiv chatas. They hold that even the riding is an isa daraisa because they don't hold of chai nosi esatzmo. Vidim misivim lehachin, and they argued on Ben Becerra with this issue of derabanan or not derabanan or later on lekisha yazkin. The issue is they're worried about. So Gemara says kishitaso eshivu. It's basically lishitascha. Kishitascha, according to you, even according to you, Ben Becerra, that say it's only Durabanan, Shat Omer Mishum, Hilchas Behemagasa. The only issue is within the world of selling animals, Behemagasa, it's Xera Atu, Behemagasa, or included in Behemagasa, of Anan, Islan, Lukishayaskin, who called in a Berichayim. Even if you don't want to say it's an issue of riding, because you all that's a Durabanan, there is an issue of Daraisa, in the future. So I think you have to be worried about that, as well. Okay. Rebbe Omer Ani. Yeah, we quoted it a couple of weeks ago. We had a different Tana that had an Omer Ani, but we mentioned that most of the time, 99% of the Omer Anis in Shas is by Rebbe, and that's Rebbe Yosef Engel's Diak, that Omer Ani is a Lashon of Anava, of humility, like Alani is Daiti, and Rebbe had that attitude of always, it's not me, Omer Ani, and he quoted there, if you remember, in the Beis HaOtzar. He's not even saying like me. It's the Tzelem Elokim in me. It's not even me that's saying this suggestion. Okay, Omer Ani Shuasim Mishum Shnei Dvarim. Rebbe says maybe it's Aser Mishum Shnei Dvarim the horse Mishum Klei Zayin weapon or Mishum Hilchas Be'Magasa because of both elements. V'Tani Kain and I'll. There's a brisa that supports Rebbe that Klei Zayin is included. Why Chaya Gasa? What about a Chaya Gasa? Says the one brisa, Chayagasa ke Behemagasa. Chayagasa is also included like Behemagasa. Even though Chayagasa is not going to do malacha, so Mantanita Rebbe, who is this like? It must be like Rebbe. If Rebbe says it's included also in Klei Zayin, so the Chayagasa might be included in that, category. That's why you wouldn't be able to say Chayagasa. You wouldn't be able to say Chayagasa would be the same, halacha, because it's also Shayach, the Isser of Klei, the Klei Zayin. There are those that flip the understanding. The Karban Eidah here says, that when he says, ani omer shu aser mishum shnei dvarim, based on our, I should have said this before, based on our gear, so what does it mean, aser mishum shnei dvarim, mishum klei zayin? Right? We said before that according to Ben Becerra, it was mutter to sell a horse because it was dangerous. Here we're flipping, that there's an iser to sell weaponry to Akum, says the Karban Eidah. Mishum klei zayin shemalam deo laharog biyadoes hanoflim b'milchama va'aser limkar klei zayin la'akum. Right, that the iser of selling weaponry to a guy, so maybe that's included, and that's why it will be aser to sell a guy and mishum behemagasa. And based on that, the Brisa says chayagasa would also be dangerous. Therefore, kibehemagasa. So who says that it will be included in the iser? The iser of selling behemagasa would include the chaya. So that would be Rebbe, Mantanita Rebbe. Devar Chachamim, who do not say that it's included. Rebbe Bisna, Chana, Barbab, Shem Rav, Chayagasa, Kibbehemadaka. That Chayagasa is not included in the Din, it's included in the Minog, and it will go by Minog, like Behemadaka, not Mishum Din, because that would not be like Shitas Rebbe. Okay, this takes us through the Minhagim about selling Behemadaka Behemagas as we get to the next topic. There are different minhagim about eating roasted food the night of Pesach. One is not allowed to say zeh lepesach, because that would be reflecting that this is for Korban Pesach, and it's not. But there are minhagim about just not eating anything roasted. So with the minhagim is not to eat anything roasted on lepesach ochlin. With the minhagim is to eat, fine. Makom shogu shelo lachol, ein ochlin. So different minhagim, number one. Number two, makom shogu lahalakas nebalei Yom Kippur and Madlikin. There are different minhagim about lighting candles on Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, that's a din. Halakas Neir Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. That's Onik Shabbos. The Rambam has both. But Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is different minhagim. Whether it's meant to light a candle, madlikin, makmenagos shalom lahadagin, madlikin. So different, minhagim. As we'll see, both minhagim flow from the same reason. But we'll see that in the Gemara. Umadlikin, madlikinazim, madlikin, madrashos, umabosa, felim, valgabi acholim. But you should light in places where the public needs. In shuls, or in Bate Medrash, or in dark alleyways, or for sick people, so they're going to need, so you light for them on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbi Ba Ba Yikumi Rabbi Imi. So Rabbi Ba deals with the Minag of Tzli on the night of Pesach. Even Basar Egel, Afilo Basar Egel, even calf meat, you can't bring a Karm Pesach from calf. Amale, yeah, Afilo Basar Egel, Afilo Basar Oaf, even chicken. Amale, Afilo Basar Oaf, yeah. So anything roasted, Sovereign Meimer, Afilo Beitz, Afilo Kolkis, even egg or even kokos, some type of a vegetable or legume. Amar Abudim Barchanu Bavad Min Hashchita. It has to be a type within the world of Shchita. Within the world of Shchita, that is what is Aser. And this is quoted in, this Yerushalmi is quoted, it's not in the Bavli. It's quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Ayin Vav. Taf Ayin Vav Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Malkam Shnago Lechol Sliv Leib Sachim Ochlin. Malkam Shnago Shlo Lechol Ein Ochlin. Gzeira Shema Yomru Besar Pesachu. Rather, minag not to eat ain ochlim, because they may be, people might come to say this is Bsar Pesach. Ubacham akom aser leachol se tsalui kulo keechad b'layzeh. But you can't eat a whole roasted, goat or sheep. Mipnei she nira kochel kachem b'chutz. So the extension of eating chicken and other things and chopped up, that's the minag. But the there's a din of a whole sheep. As long as it's not whole, then it's included in the minhag. Fine. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Beis, Afilu Basar Egel Va'of, Kol Dover Shetoun Shchita, Asur Lechol Tzli. The Makam Shenagu Shlo Lechol Tzli. And then in Shchita, where does this come from? Beragola, Tur B'Shem Yerushalmi. This is our Yerushalmi right here. Our Yerushalmi right here that says that is the limit. That's what's included. Good. Tani of Shimon Elazar Omer Yom Kippur Shachalis B'Shabbes Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Afilu Makam Shelo Nagod LaHadlik Madlikin. Even in a Makam where the Minag was not to light, you do light because Halakha's name is Shabbos. That din overrides. That din overrides. And there's a Lamdis, not for now. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, how do we look at that Kedusha? Is it a double Kedusha? Is it overlapping Kedusha? But we'll leave that for now. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul b'Shem ben Levi, Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul b'Shem Rebbe, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that when Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, you light candles. Dor Shem Chiyah Barba, Litzveria, Kahada, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And Rabbi Chiyah Barba told the people in Tveria this as well. Rabbi Yosi, Amar La, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Chizkiv, Amar La, Rabbi Yaakov, Baruch HaBashem, Rabbi Shimon bar Nachman. Makam Shenagu Lahadlik, Meshubach, Mimakam Shenagu Shlo Lahadlik. I like the Minag better Lahadlik. I like the Minag better Lahadlik more than Shelo Lahadlik. That is also a reason why our minhag today, we light, right? Oh, we light, candles on Yom Kippur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch again quotes. Makam shenogin lahadlik near b'yom kippur malikin. Makam shenogin lahadlik ein malikin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. V'imchal lios b'shabes chayev nakol lahadlik. As we just saw. Yesh b'sha omer shemavarach halalakas near yom kippurim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yesh b'sha omer. It doesn't quote any other opinion. Some say to take a bracha, but Chena Midag with Naseilu says the Rama. The Rav Avadia has a shuva about this in Yechad Adas, where he goes through in Gimel Memhei, where he goes through, it does one make a bracha on, Halakas Eris of Erev Yom Kippur, so he goes through all the different days. Is this like Chibut Arava in Mesech HaSukkah, which one does not make a bracha on, and since there is a minag of some people not to, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha, but he says, if you look in the Rosh says you make a bracha, Shish Lavarach Halakas Eris of Erev Yom Kippurim, Kamo B'Shabbos, Mishim Shalom Beso. And even though it's totally on a minhag, and that's what the Yerushalmi quotes, v'chidam rabbi Yerushalmi, minhag ha-makomo, minhag, mekomo, shtogel v'havlik, meshubach yoser, l'chein lo chilku ha-chom me-brach ha-zu, v'chol shemadlik me-varech. And he liked. And he says, and the Shulchan Aruch sounds that way too, because he only quotes Yesh Misha Omer to make the bracha, he doesn't quote the other opinion. And even though you, savi brachas lahakel, it's not savi brachas lahakel if the Rosh has to make the bracha. He says the Rosh is the amud ha-hora'a, ula oro ho-leich, kol beis Yisrael. And therefore, there's no such, you don't say savi brachas lahakel in this case. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar b'yirmiya teida l'chashu kein, I'll prove to you that you should it's better to make the bracha. It's better to light. That minhag is better. And you see when it's Shabbos, then it's overridden. So the minhag of not lighting is not so strong. Now the Gemara adds, really the minhag is both minhagim flow from the same reason. The reason the minhag and minhag develop are both to prevent tashmish amita. So what's better? If there's a light, then we say, oh, people won't be mishamesh bitasim if there's a light, lara and air, or the opposite. Right? The other shot is also because of hergal avera. The one who says that you should leave the light on is because a person would be misbayish and not want to be with their wives if there's a light. Because we know that's, the Gemara says elsewhere that one shouldn't be with one's wife, if there is a source of light in the room. And the other day it says, Ein malikin, because if you see your wife, then you might think she's beautiful and want to be with her. So it's better not to have the light on. But both of those are for the same reason. Tanya, filu, bate kisaos, ubate merchatzos, bathrooms and, places of wash, which you don't really wash on Yom Kippur, but those places would need light if they're needed. Public places, even if a place, we do light in the public places. Okay, there's more, but we will stop here.